Thank you, Brother Prem and Brother Arvind. Good afternoon and loving Sai Ram to all my dearest sisters and brothers from across the globe. Well, are you ready for an energizing afternoon session with Love to Love? Well, here we go.
You are listening to Love to Love, a program that brings you songs of love, from love, through love, and to love by the students and devotees of Bhagwan.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, you are tuned into Love to Love, coming to you live from the studios of Radio Sai in Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. And as usual, you are with me, Chandu Vijay, your host for the next hour and a half or so. Well, everyone has heard of William Shakespeare, the greatest playwright that ever lived. I used to enjoy Shakespeare during my high school days. It always fascinated me how he was able to bring incredible stories to life in those days. In his famous play, As You Like It, Shakespeare made one phrase very famous. All the world's a stage. The world, dear brothers and sisters, is a stage, and Shakespeare got it right a long time ago, and his words would have been etched forever in writing for us to reflect and think about. Life can be anything that we want it to be. One of the most exciting things life really is a game. Life is a game, and we must know how to play the game of life well in order to succeed and reap the best out of it. Swami says, life is a game, play it. Well, imagine that you're watching a cricket match and at a crucial moment, your favorite player who had been playing so superbly was caught out. Well, you might have been disappointed, but did you ever expect the chairman of the cricket board to come down and declare your favorite batsman to be not out because he was playing so well? Or did you ever expect the umpire to change the rule of the cricket game temporarily so that he would not be out? No, because we understand that there is no fun in the game without rules, and changing or transgressing the rules in the middle of the game spoils the entire spirit of the game. The same human mind which not only appreciates but also expects the sports and games to be exciting with unexpected twists and turns questions God when it comes to the game of life. Why is that? Well, here is a very sweet incident. In an interview in September 1976, a journalist asked Swami, why does God not help people in distress by bringing rains in time of drought or creating food where there is famine by means of his divine power? Cannot avatar help humanity to prevent calamities like earthquakes, floods, droughts, famine and epidemics? Swami very sweetly answered. Swami said, any such instant solution would go against the fundamental quality of nature itself, as well as against the karmic law of cause and effect. Suffering and misery are the inescapable acts of the cosmic drama. God does not decree these calamities, but man invites them by way of corrective punishment, which induces mankind to give up the wrong path. I work through them, rouse in the indwelling God in them, and evolve them to higher reality in order to enable them to master the natural law and forces and avert the calamities themselves. So, we have certain rules in the game of life to abide by, rules by which the nature runs. We have our duty towards Mother Nature, and we should do our best towards preserving the environment in its best shape while seeking God's grace and help for the same. But on the contrary, if we act in such a way that the balance of nature is disturbed, chaos is bound to arise. The same nature which provides man with resources for his sustenance can turn hazardous. In terms of this cricket analogy, the same ball, which when timed properly would have fetched the batsman a 6 runs, would also get him out if played carelessly. Well, most of us would have never thought that a simple game of cricket could teach you so much about life and its laws. Well, keep an open mind and you will be surprised how life's lessons are all around you, from the tiniest of bacteria to the mighty blue whale. With that, let's play the first song in today's playlist, and let's begin with The Light of God by Linda Gallagher.
is the love in my heart, the light of God is the peace in my mind, the light of God is the joy of my soul, the light of God is who the light of God is the truth of my being. The light of God is the good I'm receiving. The light of God is all I am seeking. The light of God is the light of God is who I am. I am.
Joy, joy, joy. Joy, Baba, thank for joy. Sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord, sing with joy. Happy, happy, very happy, very happy, satisfied. Happy, happy, very happy, very happy, satisfied. Joy, 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 Baba, thank for joy. Sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord, sing with joy. Happy, happy, very happy, very happy, satisfied.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are talking about the game of life and how to play it fair and square. Well, sticking to our initial example of cricket, I'm reminded of a talk that was given by a student in the prayer session of Swami's University while I was a student. Well, in our institute, it is a regular practice to have a bhajan session every day morning before the classes commence. The entire college assembles in the prayer hall where we do the bhajans. Twice a week, we have, instead of bhajans, we have some students speaking on various topics of inspiration or of spiritual importance. And once a speaker very beautifully drew an analogy between cricket and the game of life. So this is what he said. He said, "Our lives commence on a sticky wicket, the womb. Then follow the deliveries. We arrive and immediately get padded up. Soft shoes, thermals, and of course the guard. Oops, sorry, I mean the diapers. The commentary box, the maternity ward, announces the arrival of the debutant. On entry, we view the world in its infinite field placements, relationships. Sooner than later, we establish our footwork. We begin to walk, and infancy gives way to boyhood and we begin to run. We begin to chase so many things and our innings has begun. In childhood, we often shuttle between wickets of fancy dreams. The curators, that means teachers, they help lay the pitch for our future successes. In the power play of youth, glances are exchanged without the batting of eyelids. Well, a maiden over is bowled in which a direct hit ensues and the heavens are witnesses to a perfect match. Somewhere in the middle overs, crippled by the leg break of desire, one gets caught by the gully of Buckworth Lewis. In the pursuit of making a quick buck at more than run a ball, we become party to the quick fall of wickets, our family, friends, carriers. Darkness seems to pervade all over as the lightsometer of our lives seem to signal abysmal readings. Traditionally, it has always been the onus of the batsman to appeal for light. But the referee here is of utmost magnanimity. You slip, he bails you out. You run short, he cautions you. And thus, when you seem to struggle against fading light, he offers you the floodlight of his grace. With some cheeky shots, you finally score the winning runs and become the toast of your team. Looking back at the innings, the point strikes you. Life is a limited overs game, which we play through day and night. But then, the realization dawns on you that this match was fixed, for the referee was always on your side. So you confront the referee and bowl at him a Yorking googly by inquiring how things always swung your way, trying to put him on the back foot. He promptly dispatches it for a six, replying, "Little one, I will never say bye-bye. I will ever say not out. In the tradition of my game, will offer you benefit of the doubt. So why worry? Life is a game. Just play it. For it is the game of love and unity."
That you send
to give to fellow
Welcome back, dear listeners, to Love to Love, coming to you live from the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. And today, we are talking about playing the game of life. Now, I'm sure there are many football fans out there, and they might be saying, well, that's not fair. You're talking only about cricket and life. Well, here is a pretty cool way to look at life as a game from a football match perspective. In a football match, there are goalposts guarded by a goalkeeper, and he will try to prevent the opponent from scoring at all costs. Each team comprises of 11 players assigned different positions on the field. A referee will be present for the match, and around the playing field are clearly visibly marked boundaries. Now, the ball is kicked around by both the teams with the intention of scoring a goal. The goalkeeper will, however, prevent the entry of the ball at all times. If the ball goes beyond the boundaries, then the other opponent is given a free kick. Penalty corners are present on the field for the teams to play when the need arises. Well, if you look at it, our life too is something like a football match. Both good and bad qualities are present in the game of life. The individual is the football, and he is being kicked around by two sides of good and bad constantly. Now, as long as there is ego in the individual, he is puffed up like a ball. If the ego is inflated, in this case, if the air in the ball is let out, there is no way it will be kicked around. So, deflate the ego to become free from the kicks of the praises and blames alike. Be equal-minded in the presence of these qualities always. So God is the only referee in the game of life. Always be ready for His whistle to be blown at any moment, any time. So with that, dear listeners, let's take a short musical break with two songs. Here is the song, One Look From You, followed by Hold On To The Lord, but performed in Kulwanthal by Love All, Serve All Band, in the 30th of December 2012.
One look from you, Satya Sai Baba, Om Namah Shivaya. One look from you, Satya Sai Baba, Hare Krishna, Hare Om, Tat Sat. One glance from the eyes of God, the pure reflection of love divine, presence of Holy Majesty, one look that will last a lifetime, one look from you, Satya Sai Baba, Rama Sita Hanuman Tat Sat. One look from you, Satya Sai Baba, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Tat Sat, Tat Sat. One glance from the eyes of God, the pure reflection of love divine, the presence of Holy Majesty, one look that will last a lifetime. Satya Sai Baba, Om Namah Shivaya, Tat Sat. One look from you, Satya Sai Baba, Hare Krishna, Hare Om, Tat Sat. One glance
glance from the eyes of God, the pure reflection of love divine, the presence of holy majesty, one look that will last a lifetime. Sai Baba, hallelujah, hallelujah, Tat Sat, Tat Sat. One glance from the eyes of God, the pure reflection of love divine, the presence of holy majesty, one love that will last a lifetime. From you,
thank you. Chasing every moment of your life, chant His name with love and joy. Love and joy.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are continuing on our reflections on the game of life and how to play it. So how can we play this game of life and play it well? Well, there are so many ways to do this. The late Steve Jobs summarizes it beautifully in a profound statement. He says, and I quote, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it by living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma," meaning, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. "Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." So dear listeners, how are you living your life today? Do you love what you do? Are you living your life with joy, peace, love and deep satisfaction? Do you feel connected to the world around you? Well, if your answer to these questions are no, maybe, perhaps, then you are not living life at your fullest potential. So how can we stop merely existing and start actually living? Perhaps a simple 10-step guide can help us to get started. Now, this is something which I have received as an email forward a few days ago. Now, it points out 10 points to live a good, happy, satisfied life. And I thought, this is actually, truly speaking, it is quite a practical representation of Swami's teachings. So I thought it is a good thing to share with you all. The first point it says is, live every day on a fresh new start. What does that mean? It means, well, many of us make the mistake of getting stuck in the past. So don't be held back by what happened in the last hour or yesterday or last week or last year. Swami says, in many times, in fact he has said this, Swami says, past is past, forget the past. All the best things in life come from taking that first step of faith in the self. So start now. There is no better time to make new start than the present. And Swami says, the present is omnipresent. You are the best and unbeatable element of success because you have it in you. Believe in yourself and dream of a greater vision. Second point is, be true to who you are. Meaning, be always an original version of yourself rather than trying to be somebody else. Every single person is unique in their own special way. Trust yourself and see the creativity and spark of the divine shine from within when you decide to embrace it. Well, the third point, I guess it is very important for most of us, is quit complaining. We fail in life not because we are incompetent, but because we put failure in our mindset even before we give ourselves a chance to try it. So stop complaining, embrace the challenge, meet it and see the magic. So do not let troubles and setbacks steal your identity and be the focal point of your day. Be strong in the face of adversity and let nothing disturb your focus on all the great things life has to offer. Choose to feel the right feelings and rid yourself of what is not for your highest good. So well, dear listeners, we will continue with our 10-step guide to a good life, an active life. For now, here is some music for you to as you reflect on these points we just discussed.
Of the strength.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are talking about the game of life and how to play it fair and square. Well, here are some pointers towards a good, happy, active life. Be proactive. That meaning, stop waiting for others around you to do something. Take action on your own instead. Decide while others are delaying. There is no alternative to hard work, to achieving your aims and aspirations in life. Step forward towards your dream and have faith in yourself first. The secret of life is to have a task, something that you devote your entire life to, something you bring everything to on every minute of the day. The most important thing, that is, it must be something that you think that you cannot possibly do. For in truth, there is absolutely nothing that is impossible to achieve. Next point is, don't waste time thinking about stuff that you can't change. Instead, focus on what you can. Choose to focus on empowering thoughts rather than those that disempower you. Focus on what you can do in the present, for that changes the course of the future. The past is an experience. The present is an experiment. The future is expectation. So use your experience in your experiment to achieve your expectations. Next point, focus on what and not the how. Focus on what you want first, not the how. Remember that the fruits of all your actions should be left to God. Therefore, worry not about how to get there. If the fruits is dedicated to the Lord, then He will see to it that the how is taken care of. Anything is possible as long as you set your heart, mind and soul to it. Constantly look forward and do not let anything deter you. Focus on the goal as the fruit that will be presented in its best form to the Lord. Well, with that, let's take another musical break and we will be back after the next two songs. And as you enjoy the melody, do reflect on everything that was just said.
Show your presence all the time, 'cause every day Thank you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are tuned to the Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony and is listening to Love to Love, a program about all things love, with love, from love, and to love. And today, we are talking about the biggest game of all, the game of life. So the next point in the 10-step guide to a good life is create your own opportunities. Well, you can wait for opportunities to drop into your life, or you can choose to create your own ones. The latter is much more empowering. Even in the dark, the little star shines. So let each day be a masterpiece of your light. So don't wait for an opportunity to start what your mind has already started. Just make it happen. Or as they say in Nike, just do it. That leading us to the next point. Stop sleepwalking through life. Now, life is something to be experienced, not just lived in a daze. Well, Helen Keller once said, "The struggle of life is one of our greatest blessings because it makes us patient, sensitive, and godlike. It teaches us that although it seems like the world is filled with suffering, it is also full of the overcoming of it. The mystery of life isn't a problem to solve, but a reality to experience." So what does that lead to? Be committed to your own growth. The higher level of consciousness you are in, the richer your life experience will be. Achieving higher consciousness comes from your commitment to your own growth. Allowing yourself to be inspired will allow you to take action that stems from passion. Because inspiration can really work magic in your life if you let it. So, be inspired.
I am your child. You are my mother. You are my father. You give me love and take care of me. I am your child. You are my mother. You are my Lord. You give me shelter and take care of me. Oh, divine Lord, you are protecting me.
I am your child. You
Welcome back, dear listeners, to the studios of Radio Sai on this beautiful, warm Thursday afternoon. The time in our studios is 3:12 p.m. and at 3:30 p.m. this show will conclude. But before I conclude the show, I have to speak about the most important and final point in the 10-step guide for a good life. And the 10th point and the most important point is, know your real self. Well, know who you really are. Remember, you are capable of much more than you know. Swami's repeated words to us are very clear. I am God, and so are you. The only difference is I know I am God, but you are not aware of the fact. Indeed, inherent in this small but extremely significant statement is the fundamental truth of humanity's divine nature. Its true reality and the revivifying fact in the heart of every human being to the salient truth is the mission and the message of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Very aptly, Swami begins his every discourse addressing the gathering as embodiments of divine love or embodiments of divine Atma. All who listen to him experience his unconditional love, benefit from his caring counsel and witness his super normal supremacy over mind and matter, and get a real glimpse of the glory and majesty of God, and therefore of the infinity that each human potentially and inherently is. So with that, dear listeners, this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy, happy. Stay tuned, dear listeners, because after this program at 3:30 p.m. we will have Brother Sai Prasad with the live Telugu segment Sri Sathya Sai Divya Sandesha Jhari.
Teaching us there's something more.
Where is the man feeding
service to people in need. We'll open our hearts to ecstasy.
And we bear the scars.